News Talk, 94.9, WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock. It's 34. News Talk 94.9. WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Cloudy, a mix of rain, snow possible this morning. High today 39. Cloudy with a low of 28 tonight, and then clouds with a chance of snow again tomorrow and a high 35. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
Everybody needs some downtime for the holidays, and that's especially true if you've got a high-pressure job like being governor of the state of Michigan. We asked Rick Snyder what's on his agenda over the next several days.
Some good family time. The good part is the legislature's out of session right now, so it's a chance to catch up with family, and I'm looking forward to spending time with Sue and the kids.
Snyder says his plans for 2018 include working to get more people steered toward technical and manufacturing careers.
Governor Snyder also says the new federal tax law will cause resident state income taxes to increase. That's unless the state legislature acts soon. A tax bill would eliminate the personal exemption. CPA Sarah Russell explains what's going away.
In 2016, for a family that made less than $156,650, you would receive a $4,050 exemption for every person in your family. So if you, a husband, and two children, you would claim four exemptions.
Complicating the matter even more, the standardized deduction for those who don't itemize will double, so that would recoup some of the more of the exemption. Russell expects the state will act to make sure state taxes don't go up, though.
The Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors reflecting back on a strong real estate market in the region for 2017. Association Executive Alan Jeffries telling WSJM News units sold and prices were both up over the past year.
The median sales price went up about 17% over November of 2016. So the market's really good here.
The one complaint Jeffries would have is still there aren't enough houses to sell.
The inventory's down 15%, which means that it goes back to supply and demand. We don't have a big supply. Supplies, then demand's up, so it drives prices up.
Jeffrey says he'd like to see more home builders get to work in 2018 to create some inventory. Until that happens, he says this will remain a seller's market. Nevertheless, Jeffries is looking forward to a strong 2018.
The Trees for Troops program has reached a milestone. This year, it delivered its 200,000th Christmas tree to a military family. Wamha Farms in Goebbels is a drop-off point for Trees for Troops each year, taking in donated Christmas trees from growers all over Michigan and then shipping them out with the help of volunteers. Wamha Farms tells us it's been taking part in this since 2006, and this year, Trees for Troops nationally shipped out trees to bases in Afghanistan, in addition to bases in the United States. More than 17,000 Christmas trees were donated to military personnel as the result of the program this year.
The Berrien County Sheriff's Department is warning everybody about the latest scam going around.
This week, the Sheriff's Department put out notice about a letter that purports to be from an account manager with TD Trust Bank in Canada. The letter states that a person with the same last name as the recipient has passed away and the bank is looking for a next of kin. It then says the supposedly deceased person had a large amount of money and the letter's recipient can receive it by responding with an email. Berrien County Sheriff Paul Bailey advises everyone not to fall for the scam. He notes all a crook needs to bombard you with more scams is your contact information. If the letter shows up at your house, just tear it up. Andrew Green reporting.
Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy announcing second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter charges against Michigan State Police Trooper Mark Besner in the death of a teenager. Worthy said Besner and his partner were chasing 15-year-old Damon Grimes on the city's east side in August when Besner tasered Grimes for no reason.
Trooper Besner unnecessarily deployed his taser at Mr. Grimes without legal justification or excuse, as Mr. Grimes was traveling at least 35 to 40 miles per hour. Mr. Grimes was struck by the taser's prongs, causing him to crash into a parked truck, and he was later pronounced dead as a result of this crash.
If convicted, Besner faces up to life in prison. He's being held on $1 million bond. WSJM News Time 6:04. It's 34. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was up 56. The NASDAQ gained 4. The S&P 500 up 5. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, Affordable Care Act numbers.
Hi, I'm Holly Robinson Pete. The emergency room can be a scary place to be with your baby. I know because rotavirus put my son here when he was just 2 years old. Rotavirus is a leading cause of severe diarrhea among infants and young children under 5 in the U.S. Like many parents, I had never heard of rotavirus until it happened to my child. Fact is, nearly all children in the U.S. will get rotavirus by age 5. Rotavirus causes approximately 250,000 ER visits and up to 70,000 hospitalizations each year. And it's hard to tell what kind of experience your child will have. I saw it happen to my child. It can happen to yours. But there's something you can do about it. Talk to your child's doctor about rotavirus. For more information about rotavirus, visit nfid.org. That's nfid.org. A public service of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases with support from Merck.
WSJM News Time is 6:05, 34 degrees. Despite rising premiums and Trump administration efforts to cut or repeal the Affordable Care Act, enrollments staying strong. ABC's Chuck Severson has that.
The time period for Obamacare enrollment this year was slashed, as were its advertising and outreach budgets to urge people to sign up. Still, Seema Verma, administrator of the government Medicare-Medicaid agency that oversees enrollment, says signups are about as strong as ever, with 8.8 million just on the nationalhealthcare.gov website. That doesn't count continuing enrollments on the exchanges run by some states, including large ones like California and New York. Last year, 12.2 million signed up on state and federal exchanges combined.
2.5 months after that mass shooting, the coroner in Las Vegas has released the causes of death of the victims and the gunman.
The Clark County coroner says all 58 victims died of gunshot wounds. None died from being trampled as they tried to escape the outdoor concert venue with bullets raining down from above. The coroner says a shooter, 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, died of suicide, the cause being a single gunshot wound to the head. The coroner saying he was waiting to release the autopsy findings until all of the families had been told how their loved ones died. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A teenage girl who entered a guilty plea to trying with a friend to stab another girl to death when they were 12 years old was sentenced yesterday in Wisconsin. The judge ordered 16-year-old Anissa Wire to remain in institutional care for the next 25 years. The girl's defense attorney, Maura McMahon, says her client could be out of the hospital in 3 years, at which point she'll be on supervised release.
If the doctors believe that she's no longer a risk of danger to herself or to other persons, then yes, she could be out in the community after the time that she's agreed not to ask for release.
Wire and Morgan Geiser teamed up to stab a classmate 19 times in an attempt to sacrifice her to the fictional character Slenderman. The victim survived. Wire and Geiser were both charged as adults despite their young ages.
Well, if you're still not done with your holiday shopping, I don't have to tell you time is not on your side.
Clock's ticking, procrastinators. It's almost Christmas. Brent Shelton with the website Deal Crunch says a good way to maximize your shopping time, not to mention money, is to buy online and use in-store pickup.
You're probably going to save quite a bit of money versus trying to get your stuff shipped this time of year.
Because by now, your only option really is overnight, and that can be very expensive. And don't forget, there's always gift cards.
Buy them same day in store if you need to take them to a celebration. But you can buy them on e-gift cards online within minutes.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hall of Fame broadcaster and Michigan native Dick Enberg has died. The legendary broadcaster was 82, died at his home in La Jolla, California yesterday. His family believes heart attack may be the cause, but no official word has been given at this point. Enberg's famous catchphrase, "Oh my," was something he felt he needed to say in his farewell ceremony calling the San Diego Padres games in 2016.
Yes, that'd be the obvious what I should say now, but it's already out there on the grass. Well, the heck with it. I'm going to say it anyway. Oh, my!
Enberg spent decades broadcasting NFL and Major League Baseball games, called 8 Super Bowls, and gained national prominence for being the voice of UCLA basketball in the 1970s. His final broadcasts were 3 Detroit Tigers games this season for Fox Sports Detroit, including one final nationally televised game on Fox Sports 1 between the Tigers and the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. WSJM. Men's college basketball. Michigan State beat Long Beach State 102-60. Michigan beat Alabama A&M 97-47. And Notre Dame beat Southeast Louisiana 86-50.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9. WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:09. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.